I remember I was preaching one Sunday night, and I had two little boys sitting on the front. Man, I'm just preaching. No, I'm worried, line up on line. And I'm just preaching. I'm teaching that night, and these two little boys sitting like this. They just watching me. One was 9, the other was 11. Cameron and Austin. I said, man, these, and they just want me thinking. I said, I know I'm not that interested. Why are they just glued to me? They were like this. And I remember I was teaching, and all of a sudden I stood in a certain spot. Man, I just felt the anointing of God just slip over me. And this is what I said. I said, ooh, I felt my help slip on me. I said it. And so we had a dinner the next week, and the mother came to me. She said, did my two boys talk to you? I said, no, they didn't. She said, come here. And they said, well, we don't want to say, he might not believe us. I said, what is it? I said, go ahead and say it. God will never leave you. Y'all hear me? Pastor, he'll never leave you. I said, go ahead and tell me. They said, when you was preaching last Sunday night, said there was this humongous angel. You was walking like this, and the angel was walking too. You stopped, and you pivot, and the angel did too. And you were stepping like this. He said he was huge and tall over you, and everywhere you would step, the angel would step. God opened those boys' eyes and let them see. And the little boy said, you stood right there, and that angel put his arms around you like that. And that's when I said, my help just slipped on me. And I said, God, I said, what? I remember going home just kind of puzzled. I said, Lord, what is that about? And God said, I told you I'd never leave you. I told you. See, when you know who backing you up, when you know who got you.
Come on.
Come here, brother.
Come on.
You about my height. I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, who gonna mess with me now? Try to take me now. Matter of fact, go ahead, try to hit me. Come on, take your best shot. See, that's how God is. You got help. You got backup. Thank you, brother. Say this with me, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But we got to be speaking. You can have what you want.
Say
this. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Can I challenge you for a minute?
Come on, with
you. Say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Say, I'm whole.
I'm whole.
I heard y'all do an offering confession. I said this years ago, and I'm going to say it. It's going to be fast, so you got to catch it. It's going to come like a machine gun. So when we give offering, we believe God for jobs, a better job, riches, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commission, settlements, estates and inheritance, interest and income, rebates and return, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money. We believe God that every chair is filled with people. We're a debt-free church and a debt-free people. It's offering time. That's a confession, isn't it? Guess what? I can have what I want.
Say.
I'm going to tell you something. This next 40, we're going to go over, right?
Yeah.
We ain't seen nothing yet. Pastor, God been dealing with me about cities, taking cities, taking cities, taking cities. These children bless me tonight, today. These children, because listen, there's an attack on our kids. Our school teach them they don't even know what gender they are. You're he, her, it, him, them, a. No, what the church got to be the one that deals with that. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. The church got to be the one to deal with. But guess what? We're going to take it back. I can't wait to see the testimony that come from Houston when we found out children from this. Can I go ahead and speak some things? Is it all right that children from this church is laying hands on the teacher when the teacher don't feel good? Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all didn't hear me. Listen, when the children gather in the bathroom, instead of fighting, they gather in the bathroom and they praying and speaking in tongues and declaring God's revival over their school. What's going to happen when we start seeing that? Houston.
Come on.
Somebody say, I take Houston now.
I take Houston now.
God wants to give us cities. I'm going to tell you something. If you got an attitude that this is my city, and I don't let nothing in it that don't needs to be in it,
come on,
and I take ownership, say ownership.
Ownership.
When you have that kind of mentality, don't nothing slip in.
That's right.
2007, they said the Klans were coming to Tupelo.
Yeah.
Man, I like, ain't never dealt with the hoodie folks. I don't know nothing about that. God started dealing with me. He said, but that's your city you live in. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't do that. What? That's your city you live. And I'm minding my business going down East Main. And that God had been stirring up with me some stuff about that. And I'm minding my own business. And all of a sudden, a mother from the church called. She said, hey, pastor. I was like, oh, I know that voice. She said, you're supposed to do something about the Klans coming to Tupelo. I mean, no harm. God didn't call me to the Klans. I don't do the hoods. I ain't even from the hood. I'm from the country. I don't do that. And she said, God, you're supposed to do something. And I said, well, Lord, I don't know what to do. I was on East Main, and all of a sudden God spoke to me. He said, go see the mayor. I went straight to the mayor. I knew the mayor real well, Mayor Neely. I went straight to the mayor. I said, Mayor, I said, there's some stuff going on. And he said, Anthony, I can't do nothing about it. He said, they got every right to be here. He said, but this is what I'll do. I'll give you the city hall. I'll give you this lawn. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to bring people to pray, whatever. He said, you ain't got to have a permit. Do whatever you want. I just made a few phone calls. I started calling some folks. I said, hey, can we come and pray? Well, I didn't know. Over 300 people came to pray. And they said, well, when do you want to pray? Let's pray the same time the Klan's talking their stuff. We're going to be talking our stuff. The courthouse, they had it for 3 hours and 45 minutes. They were shut down. And guess what? While they were shut down, we was praying. And guess what happened after they shut down? They actually left their rally, took their hoods off, and drove right through our prayer rally with their motorcycles. And I had a white pastor up. He's a real calm guy. He's pastor First Baptist Church. He says, y'all, let's bow our heads. And by that time, the motorcycles came through, and they just, whoa. I thought, I did not know this pastor could get loud. The pastor got so loud, he really started drowning the motorcycles out. Let me tell you something. It takes boldness. This is your city. This is your community. And you can't let the last 40 be like the next 40 because it's a brand new thing that you just transition over. Are you listening? But you're going to do it by being bold. I have a thing I used to say called black folks scary. I said, black people scared of everything. Watch this. I'm going to prove my point. So if you're watching a movie and something is about to come out and you're black, what you about to do? Yeah. And y'all say white people, they go check it out, find out what's going on, right? Yeah.
And fall.
See, but I'm just crazy. I'm the one to go check it out. Cause I'm just not gonna scare me. I raise cattle. Sometime I'm out there at night, and my wife would say, "You still out there in this dark?" Yeah, but one time I heard a bunch of cows just pass. She said, "That's not. I know it's not bothering me. It's not bothering me at all." Listen, guys, we gotta be bold. This is our city. Amen. You can have what you want.
Say.
Have what you want.
Say.
I'm going to give one more point, then we're going to call it today. Go to Zechariah real quickly. Zechariah. Start Zechariah verse 1, starting at verse 1. An angel talked to me, and he came again. He walked with me as a man that walketh in sleep. Next verse. He said unto me, he said, what seest thou? And he said, I have looked and behold a candlestick of gold and a bowl upon the top of it and 7 lamps thereupon and 7 pipes on the lamps which were upon the top thereof. Next verse. And 2 olive trees by it and upon the right side of the bowl and 1 upon the left side. Can I just set this up for y'all? He told him, he said, I see a lampshade with a bowl on top of it. And he said, I saw candles that was lit, but on side of it, I saw trees. Those olive trees, I'm gonna slow it down, break it down. The olive trees produce olives. The olives produce oil. The oil keeps the fire burning. The oil represents the what? Anointing. Y'all get it?
Yeah.